Jeremiah Lind is the DFL candidate for House District 2A. That district includes Beltrami, Clearwater, Lake of the Woods, and part of Hubbard County. The current seat, it's held by Representative Matt Grossel, a Republican. Jeremiah Lind joins us now. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. So why are you running for this House seat?
I am running for my kids to make sure that they grow up in a world that isn't dirtier, sicker, and poorer than the one I grew up in. I try to do that or work towards that every day, but I'm sort of upping my game and challenging myself by running for office and trying to apply some of these plans that I have on a larger scale.
So if you... I've looked through your website a little bit, and there's a lot of things that you have listed there. I'm going to make you limit your priorities to the district to just two. What would you say are the biggest things that you would want to take on if you're elected to this seat?
Sure. Well, the top two issues, I think, that are need to be addressed before any of the other platform can really be deployed, I feel, is creating a comprehensive plan to address COVID to try to make sure that the impacts from that disease are mitigated as best they can, and also to work towards creating inroads for healthcare access for all Minnesotans. So what the name for that is, I like to think of it, there's already legislation being proposed for Minnesota Care E, essentially, Minnesota Care for Everyone, to make sure that nobody has to struggle through lacking insurance. The healthcare industry was experiencing so many challenges before the pandemic, and it has really exposed the weaknesses in the systems. And speaking for myself, I lost my health insurance a month into the pandemic when my insurer quadrupled my premiums. And so we need solutions that make sure that no Minnesotans are left out of the cold in terms of our healthcare system. And then finally, sort of the important thing for me is to try to apply some governmental and electoral reform. Like our healthcare system, our systems of government, we're also experiencing so many challenges that are sort of getting, I feel, backburnered as we look at how to adapt our voting and our campaigning strategies for this disease. I want to make sure that everybody has a right to vote, that they can do so safely, and that their vote is counted.
I can hear some chickens in the background. Am I right?
There are some chickens in the background, yes. Okay. We're at Lynn Baker Farms in sunny downtown Turtle River today. So,
So you mentioned the pandemic. I'm wondering your thoughts on how the state of Minnesota has handled the pandemic so far.
Sure. Well, Minnesota, of course, has a lot of challenges facing it. And I feel like the issues that Minnesota faced are similar to all the other states, which are that federal leadership sort of distributed their responsibilities downward, and that no state really had a comprehensive response plan to a pandemic of this scale. So obviously, everybody is just sort of doing the best they can, and I can't really fault people for misinterpreting a model inaccurately. But the thing that I'm really concerned about is how we are reopening our schools and how that's going to move forward. With all these things, hindsight is 2020, but if we don't learn lessons from the mistakes that have been made in our future planning, then we're going to be doomed to repeat them. So rather than criticize, I would just like to look for learning opportunities so that we can respond better than we have.
We are speaking with Jeremiah Lind today. He is the DFL candidate for House District 2A. Over the years, as I've talked to rural legislators, they say part of their role in St. Paul is to bring rural issues or non-urban issues there. What do you see in terms of your role in that?
Yeah, I think that's an incredibly important role for somebody from this area, because there is a cultural divide between rural Minnesota and metro Minnesota. And that's something that I feel confident saying, having lived in both places, having grown up in this area and having to go other places to get my education. And having lived in St. Paul for 6 years, I'm aware that there is a divide and a misunderstanding that I believe that we can bridge. That's our campaign slogan, is building bridges to a better tomorrow. And part of that is, I think, building a better bridge of communication between this area and St. Paul so that they understand our needs and how they can best be met and how important our area is to Minnesota as a whole. I don't like the term outstate Minnesota. I call it greater Minnesota because it's the playground of Minnesota. It's the natural beauty and wonder that we think of when we think of Minnesota. And it's an important place. And I think as a representative, no job can be more important than telling people how important it is to the state.
Well, let's stick with that idea of, you know, being a playground and being the environment that people want to come to. But there's often this kind of false narrative of it's either jobs or it's the environment, that there isn't something in between. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. And I think that's a very false dichotomy. I don't think that divide exists. I think that there are more sustainable jobs and there are less sustainable jobs. So one crucial difference, I think, between my opponent and myself is that he suggests that the answer for jobs in the area is pipeline. He wants to see Line 3 inject a whole bunch of money into the system as they put in another oil pipeline. But 10 years ago, a pipeline came through Beltrami County, and I was around the area at the time taking care of my grandmother. And so I was able to sort of look and see the impacts that it had. And what happened is a whole bunch of people rushed into town from out of state. The prices for rent skyrocketed. A landlord could charge $1,000 a month for a one-bedroom. There was an uptick in bar and restaurant sales. And then at the end of that pipeline project, those jobs went away. Those people went away, and that injection to the economy was gone. As a different example to that, there was a company, a dental company that opened in Bemidji because of the infrastructure, because they needed high-speed internet to be able to run nationally interconnected company. And so they built a multi-million dollar facility, and construction workers came from both locally and from around and helped build the building, created a bunch of jobs there. Then they went on to hire hundreds of employees, and they gave these employees good jobs that gave good compensation, that had retirement, that had health insurance. And those people are all here. Those people are paying taxes. Those people are sending their kids to our schools. Those people are helping to build our communities. And so I don't think there is a divide. I think that the question is, how do we create sustainable jobs? How do we get people to invest in a way that benefits as many stakeholders as possible?
I don't know if you have thought ahead. So if you win this seat, you're also going to serve people who may not have voted for you. How will you approach that?
Sure. Yeah. And I think something as a disclosure is that I don't believe in the paradigm of the two-party system, I guess. I prefer to think of political beliefs as a spectrum where I think the right-left divide has sort of been the Pepsi Coke of our generation. And unfortunately it has been weaponized to such a degree that instead of having different approaches to how to govern, we're viewing each other as enemies. And it's not beneficial to either party to do that. In terms of partisanship, if a Republican proposes law that I think will help people, then I'll be glad to support that. And if my own party presents legislation that is counter to my principles, I wouldn't support that. It's until we start modeling a movement beyond partisanship, it's not going to help anybody. It's just going to continue to deteriorate a system that's already struggling.
That's Jeremiah Lind. He is running for House District 2A, the DFL candidate. You can find more information at his website, lindforhouse.com. It's LIEND. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. You have a great day.